with us today is United States Senator Rick Scott, and he is a good friend and one smart guy. And Senator, Happy New Year, and we all pray for a good year. But we have so many problems in our country, in the world. Where would you like to start? I think one of the most important ones is our borders. Why can't the U.S. Senate, the Republicans, and the Democrats get together and say, enough is enough? We can't handle all these people just invading us.
Well, John, first off, Happy New Year. And on the border, I completely agree with you. This doesn't make any sense. Just remember, we have a majority in the House. It takes 60 votes to pass legislation in the Senate. And so in the Senate, they have to get 9 Republicans to pass anything. And so if the border is important to us, then we can make that happen. Unfortunately, Schumer and McConnell have been passing things with 51 Democrats and just a few Republicans. And this has got to stop. We've got to say, we're not going to do anything else. We're not going to do Ukraine funding. We're not going to continue funding our federal government. We're not going to do anything unless we get a secure border. The Biden administration is lawless. They don't care what the laws are. So when we say secure the border, it doesn't mean, oh, we have a new policy that Biden ignores. What we have to say is the number of people crossing our border and staying goes down. Trump was able to do it with the exact same laws that are in place today. We don't need a new law. We need enforcement of the law. And so that's what I'm going to work on. There's a lot of us working on it. I know the Speaker of the House went down to the border yesterday with 60 Republicans. And my understanding is they are in the House. They're completely committed that we're going to have a secure border or we're not going to continue to pass legislation.
I can understand the chief executive officer of the President of the United States, Joe Biden, is keeping those borders open along with his Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. But why can't the U.S. Senate, I mean, the Democratic Senate, there's got to be some common sense there. And that's the part I don't understand, why we keep the invasion coming. And, you know, we talk about the rule. Go ahead.
John, the Democrats don't care. I mean, the Democrats have all voted. Okay, they continue to support Joe Biden in everything. They never block anything he's doing. They are completely on board. They're acting in lockstep. Schumer has them acting like little robots, that whatever Biden wants, that's what they get. Biden wants an open border. I don't know why he wants an open border. I don't know why he wants terrorists in our country. I don't know why he wants criminals in our country. I don't know why he doesn't care about the rule of law. But Biden does not care. It's a clear and present danger. We've had over 6 million people cross our border unvetted. We brought 70,000 people in from Afghanistan unvetted. We've got thousands of people coming from Iran, from Lebanon, from communist China, unvetted into our country, right? This director of the FBI admitted to me in a hearing, and he's made sense to others, that he's concerned that with this open border, we have terror cells all across our country. This is a risk. It's a risk to your family, my family, every family in this country. We have got to say the number one thing to do when we get back up there on Monday is to secure the border.
Now, we talk about the rule of law. The Supreme Court has voted about reducing the amount of money owed by student loans, that the president does not have the power to do it. It has to be Congress. Well, the president is ignoring it. Where is the rule of law in our country? Is that going to be a constitutional crisis that the chief executive officer of the United States, the president of the United States, is ignoring the Supreme Court?
Absolutely. I mean, look at what's going on in our country. So we have a Biden administration that is completely lawless. Okay, they decide what laws they like, what laws they don't like. They don't care what the Supreme Court decides. The Supreme Court made a decision with regard to the border. They just don't comply with it. They said that you can't just willy-nilly eliminate somebody's debt. I mean, if you went and borrowed money, okay, to go to school, you owe your money back. It's as simple as that. What, you know, is it fair that somebody paid off their loan and you didn't? Do they get their money back now? Or what if somebody said, well, that was going to be too much money, I don't want to do it. Did we give them a bunch of money? I mean, this is not fair, and it's not part of the rule of law. But the Biden administration is lawless, and Democrats lockstep will not hold them accountable at all in what's going on.
And what happens is he stands up and says, look, I promised you the money. I want to give you the money. And the Republicans fall because they stopped me. And it just becomes a unbelievable go-around. You
know, but voters are smart, right? Voters know that there's no free lunch. Voters know that anytime government gives you anything, it comes out of somebody else's pocket. If there's nothing free out of this. And what we need to go back to is a rule of law where, you know what, people like you that busted your butt your whole life, okay, right? You know, that's, we want people to wake up like you did as a kid and say, I can be anything. I don't even have to be born in this country. I can be anything I want to be because of this great country. But guess what? If government runs everything, that's not going to be the case. And look at where we are now. We have $34 trillion worth of debt. Right, the inflation is not going to go away, right? If we cannot live within our means, the federal government spent $2.5 trillion more than it brought in last year. $2.5 trillion. That's going to cause more inflation. It's going to cause interest rates to go up. We have the highest credit card interest rates on record. Look at mortgages are now over 7%. Right, car loans. It's almost the highest it's ever been. We have more defaults on our credit cards, more defaults on our car payments than in a long time. So the economy, and by the way, we're not creating full-time jobs, we're creating part-time jobs. So this is Biden economics are not working. And so we've got to get back to the rule of law, give people opportunity. There's no guarantee of success. You busted your butt. I mean, and that's how you got ahead. That's what we need. That's what we want in this country.
Senator, Texas, Governor Abbott is trying to protect his citizens in Texas one way or another. Maybe us New Yorkers don't like one of the ways, but he's doing the best he can for the state of Texas. And a few days ago, he got sued by the federal government. I mean, how is that going to sort itself out?
Well, I think he has an obligation to protect, and Greg Abbott has an obligation to protect his citizens. And, you know, look, he's doing what he should do. I mean, the Biden administration has allowed a lot of migrants into his state. And then, you know what? There's probably a lot of wonderful people that want to come and live our dreams. They ought to come in a legal way. I'm a pro-immigration person. I live in a state that we like immigration, legal immigration. And I think Greg Abbott is in the exact same position. But what we don't want is we don't want people to come here illegally that we can't vet. We want to know who's coming into our country. It is our country. And people work their butts off to be coming in this country the right way, and that's what should happen. And by the way, Eric Adams and all these other people in New York City said that New York City was a sanctuary city. Well, gosh, you know, I guess it's only a sanctuary city on paper, because when they have the obligation now to do what they said they believed in, they don't want to live up to it.
Understood. Sunday morning, it's the new year. What is on your mind? What keeps you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, oh God, you tell us.
So here's the things that I worry about every day. Number one, I worry about communist China. I worry about terrorist cells in our country. One thing I've worked hard to do in the last 5 years is to make sure we stop buying things from China. Here's the latest. China sells garlic into our country through our grocery stores. It's made in sewer water. It's bleached to make it white. So it's not healthy. So what I'm trying to do is get every American to understand, one, the quality of products come from China are horrible. It's not good for your family. Number two, everything you buy from communist China helps them build their economy so they can go demolish our way of life. And so I'm focused on that right now. The Red Sea is a real concern. What's happened in the Red Sea. This could escalate a lot, and it's because we have a weak president. The Houthis are a terrorist organization, and they need to be called a terrorist organization, and they need to be demolished, just like Hamas needs to be demolished.
Senator, you have an election this year, don't you?
Absolutely. This will be my first re-election in the Senate, and so we're working hard. I appreciate everybody's support. You can go to rickscott.com and volunteer, because we're going to need a lot of volunteers to make sure we get our votes out. But we're going to work hard to make sure we have a big win this year. Florida has become a Republican state, but you have to get your votes out.
Rick Scott, Senator, I'm going to be going to rickscott.com, and because you are a common sense U.S. Senator and you want the best for our country, thank you so much for coming on this Sunday morning, and we'll catch up again real soon.
All right, see you, John. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.